AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama has commuted the prison sentences of 46 nonviolent drug offenders, including 14 who were sentenced to life in prison. In a video released by the White House, the president says it was the fair thing to do.
So their punishments didn't fit the crime. And if they'd been sentenced under today's laws, nearly all of them would have already served their time.
Obama has now issued 89 commutations during his presidency, most of them for nonviolent drug offenders. One former DEA administrator calls Joaquin Guzman the most dangerous cartel leader in the world. The head of the Sinaloa cartel used a mile-long tunnel to escape from a maximum security prison in Mexico. Retired DEA International Operations Chief Michael Vigil says he is a threat to both Mexico and the U.S.
More violence for Mexico and more drugs coming into the United States.
Vigil says if Guzman isn't recaptured quickly, he may never be found. The adult son of a Boston police captain has been arrested in an alleged terrorist plot. Prosecutors say Alexander Sokolo got four guns from a person cooperating with the Western Massachusetts Joint Terrorism Task Force. FBI says it has recorded conversations of the 23-year-old talking about an Islamic State-inspired plan to set off pressure cooker bombs at an unidentified university and then broadcast the killing of students live on the Internet. Pentagon leaders expected to announce plans later this week aimed at lifting the ban on transgenders in the military. Bryn Tannehill, who was a man when she served as a Navy pilot, tells the AP transgender people want to be treated like everyone else in the military.
They just want to serve. And given the opportunity to be themselves and to serve, I think the vast majority of us would want to be there, continue to be there.
Sources tell the AP that after the announcement, the services would have 6 months to assess the impact of any such change. This is AP Radio News. Another candidate joins the crowded GOP presidential race.
I'm running for president to fight and win for the American people.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, a Republican who built a national profile fighting with labor unions, says he's already shown he can make a difference.
In Wisconsin, we didn't nibble around the edges. We enacted big, bold reforms, took power out of the hands of the big government special interests, and gave it to the hardworking taxpayer. People's lives are better because of it.
Walker cut taxes, legalized the carrying of concealed weapons, made abortions more difficult to get, required photo ID when voting, and made Wisconsin a right-to-work state. I'm Rita Foley.
Rapper and actor 50 Cent wants bankruptcy protection days after a jury ordered him to pay millions in a lawsuit. Last Friday, he was ordered by a New York jury to pay $5 million to a woman who said he acquired a video she made with her boyfriend, added himself as a commentator, and posted it online without her permission. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.